It's Wisconsin Today. There's only one coal-fired passenger steamship left operating in the United States, and it's right here in Wisconsin. Since it was built in 1953, the SS Badger has carried cars and passengers across Lake Michigan from Manitowoc to Ludington, Michigan and back. Tom Hawley is spokesperson for the Lake Michigan Car Ferry, which operates the SS Badger, and Andy Verveldi is chief engineer for the SS Badger. Andy, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rob.
And Tom, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure as well. Thank you.
Tom, give us the basics of the SS Badger experience. What do people go through when they're taking a ride on the Badger?
Well, we use the phrase big ship, more fun. And really, that's what it is. It's a cross-lake adventure. There's so much to do aboard the ship. We have Badger Bingo. We have trivia contests. We have a small museum, gift shop. We also have a movie lounge, a place for toddlers. So the four-hour trip across Lake Michigan to Manitowoc goes by pretty fast.
Andy, as I understand it, the SS Badger is the last operating coal-fired passenger ship on the lakes. As the engineer for the SS Badger, what is it like? It's kind of like an old-school lake-going experience, it sounds like.
It sure is. She's a living piece of history. You know, the boat was built in 53. She is the last of a long line of car ferries and frankly, a long line of passenger vessels that is still powered by steam engines and still burning coal in her boilers. It takes a lot of unique people and intimate knowledge to be able to keep the boat going. And it's part of the fun.
Is it a challenge to get parts for something like that? I know people who work with old printing equipment, old cars and things like that. Why you can't just pop around to the shop and get those pieces?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Not always. You know, some things are still available. It depends. We've been fortunate. The Badger was built with a sister ship called the SS Spartan, and she came out of service in 1979. And so we've been able to, you know, use parts from her in certain places. But other times, you reverse engineer things if necessary, and keep going. Other times it's necessary to upgrade systems, but we try to keep the plant and the vessel historical as much as we can. And that's, it'd be akin to operating a steam locomotive on a railway. It's a marine version of that, really. You know, so you can go to other locomotives and get parts. Otherwise you make what you have to, and, you know, make sure that it's up to the same quality and spec as the original, and away you go.
Tom, Andy mentioned the ship goes back to 1953. Can you tell us a little more about the history of the SS Badger?
Well, the communities of Manitowoc and Ludington have been served by car ferries since the 1890s. The first steel car ferry to cross Lake Michigan was in 1897. And since that time, there have been about 14 car ferries which have served the port of Ludington and Manitowoc. So the history goes back to these communities for a long way. And, of course, Manitowoc was a shipbuilding community. Some of the car ferries that plied the lake between Ludington and Manitowoc, Kewaunee and Milwaukee at one time, were built in Manitowoc. So there's a lot of car ferry history in both communities. When the Lake Michigan Car Ferry returned to Manitowoc in 1992 after a short hiatus from a previous company that ceased operating, there was a great welcome that we had from shipbuilding community of Manitowoc. They had their arms open and ready for us to come in the first day of sailing. It was very exciting to do that, and the community still embraces us wholeheartedly for the tourism that we bring to the community, but the unique way to get to the community via the SS Badger.
Andy, can you talk about that, being a part of this Great Lakes maritime history, as Andy was saying, going back to the late 1800s?
Yeah, it's really something that I grew up with. My dad sailed on the Great Lakes back in the 1970s on a steamship. It was in our family. It's something that interested me as a kid. And, I've been privileged to be part of a long line of engineers that have been taking care of the Badger and of course the rest of the ferries. It's a historical vessel. You know, it's a unique challenges. The steam plant is something you can't find anywhere else. You know, and so I really take a lot of pride in that, and as does the people who work with me to keep her going.
That's interesting, Andy. Did you grow up being able to go on the boat on land or at sea with your dad?
My dad did not sail when I was a kid. He had sailed in the 70s and then had taken a shoreside job, but still working with steam. And, you know, the interest in the boats was something that was passed on to me. So, you know, it came through my family. But I can remember my first time aboard a boat was actually aboard the Badger. I can remember being a kid, you know, taking trips across the lake. I grew up in Wisconsin. From a small town called Howard's Grove, just 20 minutes south of Manitowoc. So, you know, as a family, we made a couple trips to Michigan across on the boat and, you know, just really got me hooked on it and I enjoyed it. I got up to in high school then and was interested in becoming a mariner and found out that there was a school up in Traverse City, Michigan, where you can go through and become a licensed officer called Great Lakes Maritime Academy. One of the crew aboard the Badger had gotten in touch with at the time one of the mates, and he had been a graduate from that school. So I remember going up to the boat and meeting him and asking him, you know, what it was like and what the school was like. And he grabbed somebody, I don't know who, probably a deckhand, and said, "Hey, give this kid a tour." And I can remember, you know, they took me up on all over the boat, up to the pilot house, down in the engine room. And that was my first time, you know, being behind the scenes on a ship. And I was hooked, you know, it's been a full circle for me, you know, to come back and be now chief engineer and responsible for maintaining that boat. And it's a real pleasure.
We're talking about the SS Badger Lake Michigan Ferry. Andy Verveldi is with us, chief engineer. Tom Holly, spokesperson. Tom, I saw a news item last year. The U.S. Maritime Administration issued a grant to study converting the SS Badger to a zero emissions vessel. It's a coal-fired vessel. What's going on with that? What could be in the works?
Well, the company has received a $600,000 grant from the Department of Transportation to explore the possibility of finding an alternative fuel for the Badger. So at this point, it's purely exploratory. The research really hasn't begun yet, but if there's a way to continue to operate the Badger and lower the environmental footprint for the ship, we're more than willing to explore that possibility. Coal is what they were built to use as their primary fuel, but there may be with new technology some other fuel sources out there that we could use that will provide the same kind of BTU requirements in order for that ship to operate. Everything aboard the ship is steam, so keeping the best of what it is a steamship will require another sort of fuel. And so that's what we're going to do is explore those possibilities.
All right, Andy, I got to ask, maybe it's a stupid question. I hear a steamship and I hear coal and I think of the old days when there's somebody crew down there literally shoveling coal into the burner. I imagine it doesn't work like that anymore, or does it? I don't know.
Well, the boat was built with what we call automated stokers. Uh-huh. So it's not quite as bad as you might picture in, say, the movie Titanic, but there is a fair amount of manual labor that does go into it, and it is hot and all mm-hmm. that stuff. That's still true. Coal gets fed automatically by a system that actually we upgraded about 10 years back in an effort to become more efficient. Really try to contain our emissions as best as we could and utilize coal at least for now as well as we can, you know, to try to maximize what we can get out of it and minimize, you know, smoking and all of those things that obviously we don't want to do either. So that system watches the steam pressure on the plant and how much steam is leaving the boilers and adjusts how much coal goes in to have just the right ratio, plus adjusting how much air goes into the furnace for proper combustion. And that all happens automatically, but there's a fireman and a coal passer there. They work together to maintain those fires and watch over the system. You know, at times there's some shoveling involved, but it's not quite like you picture in Titanic where every single ounce and scrap that went into those boilers was hand shoveled. It's a little bit better than that.
I love it. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
It was our pleasure.
That was Tom Hawley, spokesperson for the Lake Michigan Car Ferry, which operates the SS Badger, and Andy Vervaldi, chief engineer for the SS Badger, the only coal-fired passenger steamship still operating in the U.S. It runs in Lake Michigan.